Mostly sunny, reaching a top of 29 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Tonight we'll learn if Mildura Rural City will have a new mayor and deputy mayor. The special council meeting will reveal whether Simon Clements will recontest his mayoral position or stand aside for other candidates. Councillors Jason Modica and Min Poole are expected to contest the role of mayor. A special council meeting will be held from 5:30 at Council's Deakin Avenue chambers. 4 GRDC dry time forums are being held from today, providing valuable advice for growers stricken by drought. Free advice is being dished out at Lake Cullalorain and Wentworth today, Euston tomorrow, and in Balranald on Friday. GRDC Grower Relations Manager Susan McDonald says growers should come along and ask questions to get the answers they need to help get through the dry period.
It's open to all farmers or you know, agronomists or people related. Anybody can come.
The Commonwealth will increase the number of annual places available to young Thai nationals under the Work and Holiday Visa program from 500 to 2,000. Regional Services Minister Mark Colton says it will help satisfy serious workforce demand in regional areas. From January, a third-year stay option will become available to second-year visa holders if they complete another 6 months of specified work regionally during their second year. The fifth round of the Safer Communities Fund is now open. $55.1 million to be distributed to councils and community organisations around the country. Grants of up to $1 million are available to eligible Sunraysia schools, community organisations and councils to reduce crime, antisocial behaviour and other security risks. Applications close on December 10. The Sunraysia Hockey Association will discuss a proposal to change 6 bylaws at its upcoming AGM on November 24. Among the changes will be lifting a restriction on females playing in a designated male competition. Another change would be to prevent games in mixed competitions counting towards a games played tally to determine if a player is eligible for finals in male and female competitions. Finally, a further altercation would be for those seeking an exemption to a bylaw to provide written notice to the committee at least a week prior to their next scheduled meeting. That's your latest local news and sport.